I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Today, I want to talk about a real life trigger for me, one that I have experienced, unfortunately, a couple of times since I've stopped drinking, and that is when I'm sick. Being sick is a huge trigger for me. Just last week, I came down with a stomach bug. Nothing serious, just a couple of days of feeling sick in my stomach, unfortunately throwing up, feeling lethargic, and not able to go to work and sit on my sofa. I had a fever. I just was feeling down and out and felt like garbage. This is a huge trigger for me. I find that when I'm sick, I unfortunately get thrown back to when I was drinking. It immediately brings me back to the days and the weekends and the times when I was hungover, where I would be curled up on the sofa, feeling sick to my stomach, not able to eat anything. I'd find myself throwing up, dry heaving, just feeling like absolute garbage. And that would just remind me. And when I feel sick today, I immediately think about that. I think about the guilt and the shame that rushes into me. But I think about how when I drank, I would feel so hungover that I would not be productive. And while I know now that, you know, I can't control if I get the stomach bug, and there is a difference between me now being legitimately sick with an illness and having a fever and feeling sick to my stomach and being on my sofa for the day, I know there's a difference. But for some reason, it just sends me back and it really triggers me. It makes me feel regret. It makes me feel really a lot of shame about my past behavior. And I just don't like that feeling. I don't like being on my sofa and not moving and not being able to be productive. That is something that I hopefully will be able to work through, because not only does not feeling good, is it a bad feeling, but when you feel the shame and the emotional burden on top of it, it does not help. But I have found some ways to work through this, or to try to work through this, that I found that have helped me. One thing that has always helped me, and that no matter what my triggers might be, is a common denominator: talk to my sober community. The group of women that I have befriended have not only been a lifeline to me, but they're family to me. And I find that if something is triggering me, especially when I don't feel well and if I feel sick, I can just send one of them a text message. I can hop on a meeting. I can do whatever I need to do, and just expressing to them how I feel always makes me feel better. Because most of the time when you're feeling shame, and most of the time when something triggers you or you start to feel bad about yourself, I always think I'm alone and that I'm the only one that's experienced this. But 10 out of 10 times, somebody resonates with me and I express how I feel. And I say, you know, I just really feel low on myself when I don't feel well. And what do? They bring me back to reality. They remind me, oh my God, I totally get where you're coming from, but it's not your fault. You did not cause this. You got to give yourself some grace. And hearing it from them and being able to express how I feel rather than bury it and bottle it always helps me. But also too, reminding myself, you did not cause this. While that might seem logical and simple, it's something I have to remind myself that it's not a common thought for me. I don't automatically think, okay, you know, Melinda, you didn't make yourself sick. This is not like drinking, where drinking, you intentionally put alcohol into your body. This is different. I have to actually force myself to remind myself of that and say, Melinda, you did not cause this. You are sick. Your body has a bug. Give yourself some grace. And just stopping and reminding myself of that does help me. Journaling helps me to write out how I'm feeling, to express my emotions, and be able to get out on paper the thoughts that are in my head. Because most of the time, the thoughts that are in my head, I make stuff up. I take something and I run with it. And I don't know what it is about taking the thoughts in my head and actually applying them and putting them on paper and getting them out of me. It helps me. It reminds me that I didn't cause this, that this is normal to feel this way, and then just kind of just express how I feel and get it out there. And that is a huge game changer for me, being able to express myself either with other people, but even to myself in writing. And I have to give myself grace. You know, I've talked about giving myself grace before on prior episodes, but I don't think it's something that can be said too much. I think that learning to give myself the grace that life is not always going to be perfect. Life is going to have its ups and downs. And while obviously I experienced the downs when drinking, now with being sober, I control what I do. I control my ups. I can't necessarily control my downs, but I control how I respond to my downs. I can really see that, you know, without my sobriety, I'd be just making it worse. You know, I probably would get sick anyway, but being hungover on top of it would never help the situation. And so that has also been a game changer for me. I just really want to stress that whatever a trigger might be for somebody, some people might be listening to this recording and say, okay, you know, being sick, you know, that's a pity party for one. I don't see how that's necessarily a trigger. Not all triggers that I talk about are triggers, meaning that it makes me want to drink, but it brings me back and triggers me into things that upset me related to my drinking. And being able to identify my triggers and to talk through them is helpful. So whether for you, if it's also you can resonate and say, you know what, I totally get that feeling. I get the feeling of what it's like when you are just on your sofa, unable to do all the things that you want to do. And it makes me just, reminds me of being hungover. Or you don't agree, but you say, you know what, while I don't agree with that trigger, what's a trigger for you, I also have triggers of my own. There are ways that you can work through them. And I think that even talking to a sober community about it, talking to your therapist about it, journaling about it, reminding yourself to give yourself grace are all tools that you can apply to many triggers. Because at the end of the day, you are just learning day by day what you can do to better yourself. And you're learning ways that can help you cope with triggers, no matter what they are, whether they're being sick or something else. There are tools that you can learn to rely on that will help you get through those times. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.